This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Some fun on the program, ladies and gentlemen. We've had a busy news week. We've tackled a lot of things, and we are going to tackle a little later on in the program state reaction to the announcements by Donald Trump yesterday during the program. One of them related to association state plans, and you heard me play a clip from Rand Paul, who's been pushing this. The House passed it as well. It just didn't go anywhere in the Senate, so it's not a new idea, but it was put forward by executive order by the president yesterday. And then later, he also said, you know, we're not going to pay out these subsidies to the insurance companies. And by the way, they're not legal right now because they've not been appropriated by Congress. So there was a whole, you know, legal challenge by the House of Representatives. Congressman Cramer has reminded me that, hey, we had to sue the executive branch over that because it wasn't constitutional and a judge agreed. So a lot of the coverage isn't necessarily fair on this, but how will it impact you? That's what I'm most concerned about. What is the difference for North Dakotans? And we'll ask John Gottfried about that a little bit later. But in the meantime, I'd like to have some fun. Todd, are you up for having some fun today?
I'm sure I'm up for fun every day. Yeah, bring it on.
Todd, in his office at the Mothership, 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, has a bag full of My Pillows. All right? And I have the same in my office here at the Flag Family headquarters in Fargo. So between us, you know, we have some good night's sleep that we're willing to give to some lucky listener. Now, how do we decide who wins? I thought, Todd, that we did this a while ago, but it's been a while. I'm up for some pet peeves today. Just to you know, sort of laugh and have a little fun. Do you remember the pet peeve show we did? It's been a while. Where you just... I'll give you an example. I'll put Todd on the spot here for you. And you can see what we're looking for you to share. Todd, what would you call a pet peeve and something that your lovely wife, Carrie, does?
Oh, gosh.
So
too much,
does this,
too much, and too much kind of yelling in her sleep.
She yells in her sleep.
Yeah.
So she doesn't know she's yelling, but she's asleep and she's...
Well, she knows now. I've taken video, but yeah.
I did that one time.
How do you prove that? You know, you tell somebody they do something. Oh, yeah, right, right. So, fine, we'll document it.
Prior to my having a My Pillow, I was known to snore a little. And my wife would complain a little bit about my snoring. Meanwhile, she snored. But she never believed me that she snored. So I, too, got out the little voice recorder one time and said, okay, there you go. You're snoring, and that was you. I didn't make that up. That wasn't me. Middle of the night, you
well,
woke
now,
me
wait
up
a minute.
Snoring.
You could have downloaded a snore. You should have done video. That way there we could prove who it was. Or did she just believe you?
She believed me.
Wow. Yeah. That's love right there. That's trust.
Is that, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the reason I thought this would be good is I hit the interstate, Bismarck to Fargo one day earlier this week. I forget how many times I made that trip this week, but I know on one of them, you know, there's a bunch of road construction on 94. And, for the life of me, I'd love to know what they're doing. We have to put DOT on our list to find out what it is they're doing. Cause I see a lot of orange cones. I don't see a lot of work. I'm like, you know, I'm fine with road construction. Like I understand it's part of life, but don't put the cones up, slow me down, and then don't do anything. You know?
Yeah, no kidding.
Give me the 25 mile an hour, 40 mile an hour sign and whatever when you're out having a coffee break and I'm going, you know, losing time on my schedule. You know what I'm saying? So that in and of itself is a pet peeve. We're on a roll here, Todd. We're giving lots of examples. But the one that killed me was, okay, when it goes down from two lanes to one lane, and you get people who, they know it's coming. They see the line on the one side that is, you know. So you get what I'm saying? I'm in the lane.
I know where you're going with this. Now they're seeing that zipper merge where you're supposed to go all the way down, which was never the case when I was in driver's ed, but I haven't had that lately, I guess.
I think that whole zipper thing, because we talked about that one day on the air, too. I think that whole zipper thing is, maybe some sort of a... It's sort of like the same people that like that zipper method like the roundabouts. You know what I'm saying? I don't... You know, that's just sort of a way out there kind of... It might be...
You should have lived in Lincoln, North Dakota before the roundabout thing. Everybody has to turn left to go to Bismarck. And before the roundabout, everybody sat. Now at the roundabout, at least it moves.
So they're liking that now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good. I stand corrected on at least Lincoln.
Well, I mean,
they take a little bit of
roundabouts in general are not always well received. That's one, though, that it beats sitting there waiting to turn left.
Yeah, true. Yeah, there are some benefits to the roundabout. I'm warming to them, but my point is, I put the whole zipper thing in that same category. Okay, it just takes a little time. But anyway, what I'm talking about is, okay, think of this. We're in two lanes of traffic on the interstate. The signs say merge to this lane. The arrows are going that way, and you're still in the lane that's going to be eliminated. In a few yards, you see a long line in the lane that stays open, and you see very few places to get in, and you wait till the last possible minute because if you're 12 cars ahead in that, you're going to get home so much faster. That, ladies and gentlemen, is my pet peeve, because you are a jerk to do that. You know what I'm saying? You are. Now, sometimes I notice people that do that haven't been paying attention. You know, their phone's in their ear, and they're not really, so it isn't completely intentional, but it's still rude.
Oh, heck, I'm relieved that the phone's in their ear and not on the steering wheel so that they can text and drive, at least if the phone's in their ear.
So my little merge road construction pet peeve, and Todd's, his wife is snoring, fine examples. Fine examples. Maybe, ladies and gentlemen, you have pet peeves about this program. Gosh, I hate it when they do that. Would that be okay, too?
Sure.
That'd be okay, too. That'd be okay. So let's just have a little fun. If you don't want to the pet peeve thing, ask me anything. What do you want to know? Ask me anything. What can I tell you? What size shoes do I wear? No, that'd be very boring. I mean, fun stuff,
Fun what stuff. Size heels do you wear? Now, that would be a little bit more interesting.
Who's your favorite guest? Kind of like the folks asked me from the Morton County Farm Bureau the other day. Remember when I had to go through all the... Didn't have to. I did. I enjoyed going through all their questions. And, people just ask fun questions, So, whatever. You lay it on us. Here's how it works. You grab your phone, and you push the phone icon, and then the keypad, and you go 800. You following me so far? 228. Got that? 0550. That's the toll-free telephone number right there. If you're like, I can't remember what he said. I need less numbers. Okay, 701. You can remember that, right? 2580550. That's all you got to know there. If you want to text Todd, 226-8503. That, too, is just... Well, it's without the 7. We're 701. We're not telling you that because we consider you smart. Mine is 367-2054. All right, you got it. And the lines are completely full. So I guess everybody's ready to have some fun on a Friday. That's the name of the game, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're talking about here on What's on Your Mind, okay? Now, how do you win a free MyPillow? That's probably a question. It has to be a really good pet peeve. A really, really good pet peeve. So the knock it out of the park, grand slam, home run, Carson Wentz kind of pet peeves, touchdown pass. Speaking of which, was he great last night or what? My gosh. Those win the big prize. And we're not going to just hand these out easy. You got to swing for the fences. Kurt in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
A pet peeve of mine is when I call somebody, could be anybody, and they don't answer their phone. I hang up, and 2 seconds later, my phone rings, them call me back. That's a pet peeve.
Well, couldn't it be that they just missed your call?
It happens more often than you think.
I have to add one to yours, Kurt. How about when you call somebody, they don't answer, but then they text you, what do you need? Like, okay, what, you're too good to answer your phone? You got to text me back? Have you ever had that happen?
I have had that happen. That's also very annoying.
You'd put that on the pet peeve category, too.
Yes.
I love it. Thank you, Kurt. Chad Dickinson, give me yours.
Yeah, I am in the service industry of the porta-potty business. And my pet peeve is, I'm working in the process of cleaning and on a construction job. And one of the guys will come up and say, hey, are you done? And I just have to look at him and be like, does it look like it?
Because I'm thinking if you were done, you wouldn't still be in the porta potty.
Exactly. And it happens all the time.
Hey, are you done? That's pretty good, Chad. Pretty good stuff right there. I love it. Keep them coming. Mike and Bismarck, Lynette and Mandan, Mary in New Folden, Minnesota.
Stay tuned. A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
I love telling our listeners about things I own because I can tell you wholeheartedly they're the best. And Tropitone Patio Furniture is that, from hot spring spas and pool tables too. Why is this the best, Vince?
Well, it's commercial. They started in 1959, and the first 15 years of their business, they were commercial only, and then opened up to the private sector. Like, if you go to Vegas or anywhere on vacation, typically your outdoor furniture is going to be Tropitone. 15-year warranty. It's very comfortable. Is it the cheapest stuff out there? No, it's not meant to be. But you will enjoy it more than any other patio furniture you could get anywhere.
Talk about the fire table. That's great.
That is the best because, you know, it's a 90,000 BTU fire table. We use it every night. You don't smell like smoke when you go in, so you don't have to throw your clothes away or shower. And you can put it right on your deck by code. So
hot spring spas and pool tables, too. See some great Tropitone furniture today. Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, too. HotspringND.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Than a buy one, get one special from MyPillow. A free one. That's right. With the best pet peeve answer of the day. Right here today on What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550. By the way, in addition to the buy one, get one special on the best pillows on the planet Earth, you get up to 50% off everything they sell at MyPillow. Those all-purpose cushions for the game. My pillow for the pets, the ThermoShield pillow top mattress cover, the travel pillow, the kid-sized first pillow. It gives kids ages 3 to 8 the support of washable comfort you love about my pillows. Washable. Did I say washable? The bolster pillow, the perfect lumbar support, stays nice and cool. The go-anywhere pillow, the body pillow, the MyPillow bed. Yes, they have a bed. Comfort layers, adaptive layers, supportive layers. They're great. And the MyPillow mattress topper, 3 inches thick. And there's also a 10-inch MyPillow mattress. Made in the USA, 3 unique layers, providing you with the comfort and support you need to fall asleep, stay asleep all night, guaranteed. Had a listener in Minot earlier this week come up to me and say, not only do I love MyPillow mattress, it is the best. Up to 50% off when you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. What's your pet peeve today? Let us know. Nolan, our brand new producer, by the way, a Bismarck boy, Nolan Schmidt. Nolan, can you and Manny be the judges?
I think so.
Okay, you'll take that on. Very good. Manny, you okay with that? So you, whenever you hear one that just pops off the radio speakers here for you, you just jump up and down and let us know, and we'll let them know they're a winner, okay?
That'll work.
All right. And Manny, just before the folks call, I know we have a full bank of calls we're going to get to in just a moment here. Any advice for the callers? Any maybe mini pet peeves you have for them? What would you like from the callers when they call?
I will ask you what your name is and where you're calling from, and if you have a pet peeve, just tell me you have a pet peeve. I don't need to hear exactly what the pet peeve is, because we're all going to hear it when you get on the air.
So that makes perfect sense.
That's the only advice that I have for them.
Makes perfect sense. Okay, so you're like saying, my name is Lynette, I'm from Mandan, and I have a pet peeve I want to share. Perfect. You'll write down Lynette, Mandan, and pet peeve. And speaking of that, here's a real life Lynette from Mandan. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. My pet peeve, we have over here in Mandan, we have walking paths or bike paths, whatever you want to call them, and they specifically have signs that read, no motor vehicles. So who drives on these paths? All the city workers, all the construction workers, and one day I even saw the police car driving on them. Now I thought, why waste the money to put no motor vehicles if everybody's going to drive on them, except we, the public, that would probably get a ticket if we did.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. The people that are paying for them are following the rules, but...
we as the public, I can't say that I have ever seen any just regular car or whatever on these bike paths or walking paths, but... They have regular printed signs that say no motor vehicles, and they don't have except, whatever. And it's like, why waste the money? Well, it's just real irritating.
That's a good one, Lynette.
That's my pet peeve.
Do you feel better now at least sharing it with us?
Oh, yes. I hope everybody in Mandan hears it, because I'm sure everybody's seen it besides myself. So
they're all listening, Lynette. Thank you very much. New Folden, Minnesota. Mary, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My pet peeve is when people are irritated and they say, I could care less. It should be, I couldn't care less.
I've heard that one before. And that's just one where I think we've just, we've heard it so many times, we just say it incorrectly as per the English language. Do you correct people when they say that, Mary?
No. I just say thank you.
You let it go. I love it. All right, Mary. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Let's go to Dennis somewhere in Montana. Where in Montana are you, Dennis?
Ekalaka.
One more time?
Ekalaka.
Now I know why... Manny said Montana. I couldn't spell that on a bet. What's it by?
Well, pretty close to Baker.
Okay. Now I'm talking. Now I Baker I know. Ekalaka, Shukalaka, I don't know. Anyway, that's not why you called to get your town made fun of. What is your pet peeve, Dennis?
My pet peeve is I hate when I compose a detailed message to somebody, and they send me the thumbs up, the big yellow thumbs up. It drives me crazy. They don't take the time to answer.
My wife shares your view because I've sent it a few times and she said, let me know that she's not a big fan of the. Is that an emoji? Is the thumbs up an emoji?
Yes, it is.
It is, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if the emoji was just a little face person or if it's all the symbols, but I'm clueless. Nolan, can you tell me why the little icon where you do one of yourself? Why is that called a Bitmoji?
Why is that called a bit? It's a specific app is a Bitmoji.
Oh,
where
sorry.
You create like a cartoon version of yourself.
Yeah, I have one. Yeah.
You have one.
I have one.
I'd like to see your Bitmoji.
I'm very hip. Todd has one too. We've exchanged our Bitmojis.
I have one as well.
You exchanged Bitmojis with one another.
Yeah, we did. Do you have one?
I do.
Okay. Yeah. Good. All right. So I'll send you mine so we can put it on Facebook.
Okay.
So people can see if it looks okay. Hey, Dennis. Good luck on the whole thumbs up thing. But I hear you. After all that hard work on a text, you want a little more than a thumbs up, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Thanks.
How about people that communicate only in emojis? Does that drive anybody else a little on the crazy side?
Yeah, that's not good either. I mean, you're not saying any thought. You're just putting something out.
And the time it takes you to, you know, thumb through all your emojis, you think you could just, you know, say the end. Do voice text. That drives me nuts. It's yet to be. You know, I got another pet peeve for you. They're loading up. Autocorrect. I sent an email last night where. You know, the phone is picking words for me that I didn't want it to pick. You know, and meanwhile, then the email makes no sense. Now, when I typed it, it said what I wanted it to say. But when I look back at it later in response to, you know, somebody's email, like, what the heck are you trying to tell me here? I'm like, where did that come from? I don't like that. Marlon in Bismarck, what's your pet peeve?
Mine is when I'm sitting at an intersection and there's oncoming traffic and I'm waiting and then they turn the corner without using a signal. And I'll holler out the window, use your blinkers, and then they holler back the F word.
Wow. So what part of that is the pet peeve? The fact they don't use a blinker or they're giving you
I can confirm, Marlon, the people in Bismarck are just ruthless.
Not using a blinker, I think, the main thing, but sitting waiting for somebody and not using a blinker.
Now, Nolan, our producer, who is a Bismarck native, is confirming this is a Bismarck thing. Kind of a ruthless. You get it back big time.
I think this is American thing, to be perfectly honest.
You do.
Manny
saves the day. We're not going to put it all on Bismarck. All right.
Okay.
Good stuff, Marlon. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
These are all good. Ed and Bismarck, all contending, but not quite yet to that Carson Wentz like level to get the goods yet for the MyPillow. But we've got an hour left of this, folks. So gin up some good. Pet peeves to be a lucky winner. By the way, if you don't want to do the pet peeve thing, ask us anything. Right? Ask us anything. And I gotta have you hold through the break. Keith and Wappenden, Ryan and Ray, Kim and Manda, and you're up too.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oil Company Foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What's on your mind? Welcome to some Friday fun. We're having a little fun with the contest today. What's your pet peeve? You got a pet peeve? Lay it on us. Or anything else you want to chat about today, that's welcome to always. 800-228-0550. You can text Todd the Radio God Mitchell. Put him right there in your speed dial. Don't dial him, though. Text him. 701.
Too late.
226-8503. That's another pet peeve for you, isn't it? People calling when you can't talk. You got.
Well, I'm trying to, get the text, and then a call comes in. Yeah. So I can't put you on the show from my. You
can't dial that way, no.
I can, but it'll sound terrible. We're not going to do it.
So text Todd. Don't call him. Text him at 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Been a big week. A big week for the industry. The EPA's decision on the Clean Power Plan, for instance, prime example. Also, Bismarck State College on Tuesday hosting a conference talking about new technologies that continue to evolve. North Dakota, a leader in all that. So much going on. So much great energy, really positive energy about innovation, about technology. And meanwhile, while we have this 800-year supply of economically recoverable coal right here, we have affordable energy. We have a reliable energy. We also have some great opportunity from all of this technology as things get better and better all the time with the clean air that we have, the jobs that are here, 10,000 between the industry direct and indirect. It's incredible. Find out more about all of it. Support it. Be part of it. Stand up for it at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Back to the calls. A couple of Eds waiting, two Eds, but the first Ed, the one that's been waiting the longest, your first here. Before I do that, Donald Trump is speaking today to the values voters. He told them moments ago, when America is unified, no force on earth can break us apart. He stood up for the pro-life cause in a bold way, and the crowd is eating it up. The longest applause so far came from this line. It shouldn't surprise you. Listen.
We celebrate our heroes. And we salute every American who wears the uniform. We respect our great American flag.
Off their feet, cheering, jumping up and down. They're loving that message. Flag was number one. Similar response earlier when he talked about that we cherish the dignity of every human life.
Thank you.
Donald Trump in Washington, D.C. today with that message. Okay, back to the first Ed that's waiting in Bismarck with your pet peeve. Go ahead, Ed. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hello.
How are you, Ed?
Yeah, my pet peeve is the people who are against the pipeline, but yet they stand in line to get the money from the state to support their tribes.
How is that disconnected?
That's my pet peeve.
Yeah, what I don't understand, though, is why is there opposition to the pipeline prevent them from...
The Indians are in opposition to the pipeline, but yet they want the state to give them all kinds of money to support them. Why?
Well, I see those as sort of being disconnected. I think what's more hypocritical is to oppose the pipeline and then drive from protest to protest to oppose the pipeline, to protest the pipeline, and then get in a plane, go back to headquarters and talk to the folks that are writing the big checks. You know, that's to me is the worst part of it. But hypocrisy.
But they want the state to give them all kinds of money to support their tribes. Why? Why should we give them anything if they can't keep their nose out of the pipeline?
Yeah, and I think the only support that comes from the state would be in the area of human services. Mainly because the federal government has done a miserable job of handling that. I just wish, in general, that we could say, all right, in North Dakota.
Thank you
for the call, Ed. I wish we could say in general, in North Dakota, we are going to say everybody within our confines that is a resident of this state, whether they're on an Indian reservation or living in a city limit somewhere, we care about them. And we want to make sure that they have human services available to them, okay? And in the case of the Native American population, they've gotten a horrible deal. Awful. So, in my mind, this whole sovereignty and everything else, it's been a bad deal. We ought to revisit all of it. But my pet peeve is, though, when a guy like Dave Archimbault, chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe until recently, who owns a gas station and makes a living selling gas, opposes a pipeline. Now, there's one that makes me about just absolutely crazy. Kim and Mandan, you're next. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I got something on a lighter note.
Bring it on.
This always bugged me, but this topped the cake. When people change diapers in public, so we're sitting at the Medora musical, second row back, and my kid said, what smells? They're changing the diaper in front of us during the musical. I've seen it done in the mall, in the middle of the mall, restaurants. I don't know. There's a reason why there's bathrooms.
Yeah, with those little changing tables, too, now. I mean, we have very child-friendly bathrooms most places in public now, right? You can go there and
I've never seen that before. I've never seen somebody change a diaper in public.
I haven't either.
I have all the time. Picnics, parks, yeah.
Now, picnics, that should be illegal because, I don't want to see nor smell, you know, what's going on there at a picnic. So I definitely...
musical top the cake for me.
The musical, at the Mandan musical. Maybe they should handle little things like with the diaper changing and then that kind of circle.
No, this is a Medora musical.
No, I know what you're saying, yeah. I'm saying at the musical they could hand out little cards that, you know, have a baby... being changed in the bleachers there and then have a little, you know, a little circle with the, never mind. Kim, that's good stuff. Is that my pillow worthy, a Nolan or Manny?
See, the thing is, for me, I haven't seen it.
Okay,
I haven't,
it doesn't connect with me. Yeah, Manny, have you been to a Twins game, Vikings game, seen the diaper changing thing before?
No, I have not.
I'm feeling Kim's pain, though. I have to say I haven't seen it, but I wouldn't want to. I mean, I'm fine with the little kids, and I mean, if you're at a family reunion or something, fine. But I mean, like in at the musical, that seems to be crossing the line just a tad bit. Kim, thank you so much. Keith and Wapaton, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, pet peeve would be you're waiting for some very important information. You call in to find out what the answer would be, and they say, well, I sent an email, and I'm waiting to hear back.
Okay, I lost you on that one now. So,
if you're waiting for information,
right?
You call them to find out what they found out, and they
right.
say, I sent an email, I'm waiting to hear back from them. I just assume pick the phone up and call them until I get an answer.
You're saying, yeah, in other words, you're asking for the answer, and they're saying, hey, sorry, Keith, I haven't got the answer from the email I sent yet. Tough luck, buddy.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is very annoying to me.
I got it. Yeah. Plus, did they really send the email? Let's be honest, Keith. Did they really send the email to get the information? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I might call Smotsy on that. I might just... Ryan and Ray, you're next with another pet peeve. Lay it on us.
Yeah, my pet peeve is listening to you guys talk about pet peeves because you've added about 10 more to my list now.
Ah, is that right? Yeah, you were sort of bubbling under, and now you've heard, and it's sort of we've triggered you, Ryan. Basically, we've triggered you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But the other one is the liberal media, and thank goodness for 1090 that I don't have to listen to them.
Well, God bless you. Yeah, 1090 is the voice of Ray, North Dakota, and Stanley, and Tioga, and Watford City, and Williston, one of our fine affiliates here on What's
All
On
right.
Your Mind. So thank you, Ryan. Appreciate that. I was a little worried Ryan was going to give us the raspberries there for a minute. Listening to you guys talking about... Okay, Ed and Bismarck, lay one on us. You're next.
All right, I'm calling for a group
Hang on a second, Ed. Your voice bears a strong resemblance to Darth Vader. I'm not getting it, so just hang on here. We'll see if we can fix that problem, man.
My pet peeve is the cell service in North Dakota sometimes. Yeah,
he must be about 5 miles north of Bismarck, isn't he, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Dave Dickinson, go.
Yes. My pet peeve is that when my wife takes something off of the stove and there's something left in the pot or a bowl and sets it in the sink and filled it with water and lets it set.
That's a really good one. I agree with this. I agree with this one.
Manny, you're the other judge here. Are you going to go along with that?
Yes.
We have our first MyPillow winner. Okay, Manny says yes. So, Dave, you've struck a chord. He also made me think of one, semi-related to food and a spouse. So, okay, I'm going to make, I don't know, let's just pick something. I'm going to make a pizza, all right, and I say to my wife, do you want any? No, I'm not hungry. So I make a small pizza, okay, and then she eats two of my four pieces.
Two of your personal pan, like a personal
right,
pan pizza,
right? Yeah. See, because I go with the small because she says she's not hungry, right? Or the wandering fork, you know what I mean? When I got to know, ever had that happen, Dave?
Well, yeah. The one that gets me, though, is the one you can leave it in and it gets cold and you see that slimy stuff on top. Just kind of
okay, 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 okay. You're going to lose your board here pretty quick here now.
Okay, yeah. Can I give you an offshoot of the food thing? The empty donut box on the table at work. Somebody took the last one.
Didn't.
Why leave
away
the empty donut box sitting there?
They're lazy, lazy, lazy.
You get people's hopes up, and then they go, oh, there's donuts left, and they open the box. Ah!
Actually,
that's torturous, is what that is.
Exactly.
I might have done that a few times, where you take the last Ziploc bag or something, you just leave the box in there. I mean, I might have done that.
Never more, right?
I just think it'll never. Now, not after hearing this. Hey, so Dave, hang on. We'll get your full name so we can, leave your name at the iHeartMedia K-Fire Studios there on East Rosser and Bismarck, and have a MyPillow waiting for you. Our first MyPillow winner. Oh, it's so special. First today, anyway, the pet peeve contest. Can we get Doug and Mandan with a quick one in here? Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, my pet peeve is these bicycles pedaling up and down interstate highways. You know, they spend millions of dollars on bicycle paths, and I just can't believe that.
Aren't those illegal?
I don't think Todd wondered if it was illegal. You're saying it should be, Doug. I'll tell you this, it's a little dangerous. But,
well, it is.
Yeah.
You know, I used to drive truck up and down the highway, and, I have nightmares about, you know, what if you make a little mistake and hit one of these people? What would happen?
I hear you. It's an accident waiting to happen. Appreciate that call. Any bicyclists that want to respond to Doug's pet peeve, call.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Dustin Austin discussing the impact of hands-on safety training.
Now, when you look at the OSHA regulations, you'll notice that there's numerous training requirements in there where the training must develop skills and proficiency. Without that hands-on, you're very limited in what level of training you can actually achieve. Think of it this way. If you have a son or a daughter and you're going to give them a driver's license, Do you want them to just sit through a classroom and learn how to drive a car, or do you want to put them behind the wheel of the car and teach them, give them hands-on training with the vehicle? We're going to be able to put them in heavy equipment like aerial lift, scissor lift, boom lift, dirt equip, help them develop not just a safety understanding, but skills development training to help them operate that equipment more safely.
Learn more about the NDSC's new hands-on training by calling 701-223-6372.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, and range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Seen the level of enthusiasm is the highest it's ever been, and we have a 17-year low in unemployment. So we're doing really some work. We know that it's the family and the church, not government officials, that know best how to create strong and loving communities. And above all else, we know this. In America, we don't worship government, we worship God.
The swamp is cringing right now. They're flipping out. Oh, he said God. Oh. I see Senator Heidi Heitkamp has a press release out today worshiping government. She could listen to this lesson and do well from it, saying that the president is cutting off federal health care funds, which will lead to an increase in premiums for North Dakota families. Senator Heitkamp may want to take a little time to understand the Constitution. And the Constitution says that the president can't spend money that hasn't been appropriated. A judge agrees. So when you vote no, when you say you're going to vote no, as she has on the last two opportunities, including one that would give North Dakota $1 billion more. She opposed a piece of legislation that would have given North Dakota $1 billion more to take care of people. North Dakota families, she claims to be concerned about. She can't lecture on cutting off federal health care funds. My gosh, glad the president's taking that head on. Brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. You're looking for a quick lunch, a great deal. That 4 for $4 special is my favorite. You get two cookies. What's a lunch without cookies? Two of the best cookies on earth. You can get those anytime, all day, every day. They're just fabulous. Great cookies. But the 4 for $4 deal is the hot stuff personal pan pizza, the two cookies of your choice, and the 20-ounce drink of your choice. Four items, $4. Breakfast pizza in the morning to get your day going with a little cup of coffee, cookies for later, lunch, supper, whatever. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right, let's see if we got a better signal from Ed in Bismarck now. Ed, give it another try.
Hi. Yes, I'd like to tell you about a pet peeve that a lot of us truck drivers have. When we are pulling up to a stop sign or a red light, we leave a certain amount of space for us so that we have the ability to stop and not run into the back of someone. And my pet peeve is when we are driving and then someone cuts right in front of us and makes that distance shorter, thus making our braking distance shorter, and we have so many close calls.
Well, maybe you'll get some folks to follow the rules of the road there a little better, because it's a good one. And there's so many on the road, it's just unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, my gosh.
It's unbelievable.
It really is. I mean, if I let myself, I can just spin out of control getting ticked off. Another favorite is passing lane, you know, when you're going too slow. And so somebody's in the driving lane and they're going a certain speed. And then you're in the passing lane going the same speed. And I'm behind you trapped. And all I want to do is go to the speed limit.
Oh! Yeah.
As you can see, that one gets me a little worked up. Yeah. So
in the driving a truck, you can see so many violations of so many people. And our driving habits are so poor, especially in the Bismarck area.
I bet you're right. Thank you. I appreciate that call. Cartwright, Nancy, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, hi. Mine is when the phone rings and there's nobody there, and you know it's a telemarketer, somebody else answers first, but it's just an open line, and this will go on 5-10 times a day. And you might have your hands in the dishwater, be in the bathroom, and you're on for the phone, and there's nobody there. That's fine.
Yeah, that's those telemarketers drive me crazy with that. When the pause is there, don't you just hang up, or are you wondering who it is, so you wait?
Yeah, I hang up. No, yeah. I hang up, but I still have to get to the phone, because, you know, you're expecting another call.
Yeah.
So.
No,
that's it.
And, you know, by the way, in North Dakota, we have something called the Do Not Call List, where they legally cannot call you if you're on that list. And I still get those calls all the time. And I'll say, I'm on the do not call list. Okay, we'll put you on there. And then they call again. And they call again. And they call again. And I'm guessing most of them are calling from somewhere that's not in the United States, so they can get by with it. You know what I mean?
I agree with you. And I'm on the do not call list, too. And it doesn't make any difference.
Thank you, Nancy. Texter says, my favorite pet peeve is when those darn deer do not cross at the deer crossing signs. Yeah, a comedian amongst us today, ladies and gentlemen. But, I love it. Here's one. My pet peeve is the fact that my wife thinks the smoke detector alarm is the timer for when the food is done. Ouch.
I wouldn't open your stand-up with that one. Yeah. I don't know.
Dada bada boom, that doesn't really quite...
Yeah.
No.
Especially if your wife's there.
I thought you guys might think that was a winner there. Karen and Stanley, your pet peeve, lay it on me. Karen, are you a telemarketer? Because I can't hear you.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
My pet peeve is when people do not honor their flag.
How hard is it? What is an example of not honoring their flag?
Just standing up.
Taking a knee, in other words. All the stuff, it is just unnerving. Texter here says,
right.
The Eagle players in last night's game during the national anthem had their fist in the air. I missed that. That's a pet peeve, too. I want to
They've
put
been
that,
doing that frequently.
Have they? Right there with Karen. Thank you. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
On Your Mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.